warmer temperatures and rising carbon dioxide might mean trouble for people with allergies. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Higher pollen counts have joined the list of problems brought on by global warming and rising carbon dioxide, or CO2. Not only will there be more pollen in our warming world, but it will get more potent. Heightened CO2 allows plants to grow faster, and a recent study found that's especially true for poison ivy. Paul Epstein of Harvard Medical School says another nuisance plant also gained an advantage.
We're seeing the same kind of thing with ragweed, where ragweed grown under double carbon dioxide increases about 10%, but the pollen goes up 60%, and the pollen itself is more allergenic.
Ragweed is one of the common causes of hay fever. Those allergic to its pollen often react with itchy, watery eyes, sneezing, and in some cases, respiratory problems. Disorders such as asthma can flare up in response to allergens. Warming temperatures, higher humidity, and more rain also extend growing periods, meaning longer allergy seasons. To make matters worse, diesel particles from burning this fuel attach to pollen and help it travel. Epstein says the health impacts and rising costs of climate change are likely to put the issue right under everyone's noses.
The impacts as they come to our backyard are beginning to sink in terms of our health and the health of our economy. And I'm hopeful that these symptoms and signs of climate change will help tip the awareness and move us at a pace and magnitude that is commensurate with the pace and magnitude of climate change.
That's Paul Epstein of Harvard Medical School. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.